to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
I want to thank everybody for retitling my sermon today. 1 week and one promotional piece, it was harvesting your diving inheritance. And I'm like, oh, gee, I want to learn how to dive. And another week, it was harvesting your divine intelligence. It's like, oh, I want to be intelligent. Another week, it was harvesting your holy inheritance. I said, bingo. Okay. So what I'm going to talk about today is harvesting your holy inheritance. Harvesting your holy inheritance. We won't be diving today. It won't be your diving inheritance. It will be your divine inheritance, though. Okay. So, A Course in Miracles, lesson 100 through 103 say, God's will for me is perfect happiness. And there's another lesson in A Course in Miracles that elaborates on this even more. And that's A Course in Miracles, lesson 193. A Course in Miracles, lesson 193 says, God wills the happiness of his son, inherited from him, that it would be undisturbed, eternal, and forever, gaining scope, eternally expanding in the joy of full creation, and eternally open and wholly limitless in him. And let me repeat that for emphasis. God wills the happiness of God's beloved child. God wills that this happiness be undisturbed. God wills that this happiness be eternal and forever. God wills that this happiness continually gain scope, continually expand the joy and of full creation, and eternally open and limitless within God's beloved child. God wills this. And this may be counter to anything that we may have learned explicitly or implicitly in our lives about being apart from God and having to work our way back into God's favor. We are already in God's favor, and God's favor wills us into joy, into peace, into happiness and fulfillment. This is your divine inheritance, and God wills this for each and every one of us. So let's work with this a little bit. What is inheritance anyway? Well, Merriam-Webster defined, and she's not a person, Merriam-Webster, it's a dictionary. Merriam-Webster defines inheritance as the passing on of property or characteristics from parents to offspring. And I wanna focus on that definition as we work with this today. The passing on of property or characteristics from parents to offspring. And so let's drill down into that a little bit more. What is the property that our source, the one light and the one force, what is the property that the one force has passed on to us? The property that the one source is, I'm talking about real estate. Where's Julia Mattis? Okay. When I talk about real estate, I think about Julia Mattis, all right? But I'm thinking about the property that God has passed on to God's beloved children, that piece of real estate. That piece of real estate that God has passed on to God's beloved children is the kingdom of heaven. Yes. That's the property I'm talking about, the kingdom of heaven. A nice estate, won't you say? Wouldn't you say so, Julia Mattis? In the kingdom of heaven, there are many mansions. Amen? Okay, that's the property that God has passed on to us. And what are the characteristics that God has passed on to us? God has passed on to us holiness, wholeness, love, fullness, abundance, the capacity for joy and the birthright of peace. Those are the properties that, those are the properties and the characteristics that God has passed on to us. So just take a moment to imagine this. Just imagine what it would be like to live in the kingdom of heaven. What a wonderful estate, right? Yeah. The kingdom of heaven, where there are no problems, where there is no conflict, where there is no pain, where there is no suffering, where there is no lack, where there is no struggle, where there is only peace and joy. And imagine the properties that you would continue to experience living in the kingdom of heaven, or the properties that would draw you to the kingdom of heaven, and the properties that would draw the kingdom of heaven to you. A deep, deep peace, a sense of joy, a sense of wonder, a sense of knowing that you are more than your body, a sense of knowing that you are more than your past or your experiences or the boxes that we paint ourselves in or the corners that we paint ourselves in when we think of ourselves as human. Amen? You have the properties of God within you. Jesus taught it best when he said, "Know ye not that ye are God's? These things ye do, I shall do. These things I do, ye shall do greater things. And know ye not that the kingdom of heaven lives within you?" You've already got this property. This is the most valuable real estate on the planet, for this is the real estate of the planet, and you've got it within you. It is the You draw it to you by the characteristics within you. You are innocent, not flawed. You are perfect for God's purpose, so there is no need to judge yourself or withhold from yourself, either consciously or unconsciously. You have within you a well of peace and a well of good. Our task is to continually tap into that well of peace and that well of good until it becomes all that we are, and anything outside of us unlike it falls away. So Jesus taught us that we can master our lives. And by mastering our lives, we can harvest our holy inheritance. As we know ourselves as spiritual masters, we can harvest our holy inheritance. We must master our lives by mastering our thoughts. Anybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know it all begins with a thought.
Yes.
Thoughts become words, and words become deeds, and deeds become energy, and energy become patterns, and patterns define our character, and character traits determine our destiny. So when we have thoughts of God, when we have thoughts of our divinity, God is love. When we have thoughts of love, that creates a pattern of love, that creates an energy of love, that creates characteristics of love. Those character traits of love determine a destiny of love, and love is the kingdom of heaven. Anybody with me?
Yeah.
So it all begins with a thought, and there is only one thought, and that is the thought of God. And that thought God ideates to us that we might take pieces of it and live pieces of it and display pieces of it and be pieces of God's one thought. Amen?
Amen.
So when we, in order to harvest our holy inheritance, we must become aware of our habitual thoughts. Tuning out those thoughts of the ego and tuning into those thoughts of God. Anybody with me?
Yes.
Many of our thoughts are unconscious thoughts of the ego, the thoughts of the body, the thoughts of the past, the thoughts of our not enoughness, the thoughts of our undeservingness. But these are not the thoughts of God. These are stories we made up when we thought we were separate from God. But as we know that there is only one thought, we can adopt the thoughts of God instead. Instead of the thought, "I am broken, there is something wrong with me," the thought, "I am full of the light of God, and I am an embodiment of the light of God, and how I am is how God made me, and I accept this thought, and I accept the energy of it, and I accept the innocence of it, and I accept the inheritance of it, which is I am perfect, whole, and complete, and I am fully deserving of all the good God would offer me. I am fully deserving to walk into the kingdom of heaven, for I am at home in God's thoughts." Amen?
Yes.
And we must release any thoughts unlike that. Who's with me?
Yes.
And you may think, "Well, gee, that's kind of hard, because as I was driving down here, I had some unaffirming thoughts." When I sat in the chair, I had some unaffirming thoughts. And, you know, while we were all being woo-woo, happy, 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 I was thinking about that bill that's due. All right? But so how do we do this? Now, you may think it's so complex and you may think it's such an arduous task. It's not. It's not. It's a simple choice. It's choosing the one thought instead of our ego thoughts. It's choosing the thought that God would place in our minds by making space for it in meditation. It's choosing the thought, the words God would place in our mouths by silencing our own inner chatter to listen to God instead. It's a simple choice. It's the choosing of the kingdom of heaven instead of what we see outside of us and accepting that as true or real. It's a choice, and it's simple. But it is repetitive. And I'll tell you, it's repetitive. On Monday mornings, I have this thing I call death by a million paper cuts. Because on Monday morning, I don't schedule appointments to do readings or sessions or counseling or coaching or anything. On Monday mornings, I get my life together, right? I return calls. I schedule my appointments for the week. I file stuff that's piled up this high on my desk. I return emails and all that stuff. So I call it, and it's on all those things that I meant to do, like, oh, I meant to send this person a copy of my book, or I meant to send this person an invitation to be on my show or whatever. It's like, I do all those things. And it's a million little things that all take a minute, but it's a million minutes, right? Well, our choice for heaven, our choice to accept ourselves and our holy inheritance is a million little choices as well. It's a simple choice repeated over and over again. With every decision we make, conscious or unconscious, we're making a choice. When we see ourselves as unloved and unlovable, and we make subtle choices like, I unconsciously don't deserve this, so I won't even dare to ask for it. Amen? You have not because you ask not. Help me see myself differently. Help me see myself as with my divine inheritance, as inheriting the characteristics of God. I am good, I am holy, I am pure, I am whole, I am deserving, I am loving, I am lovable, I am love-able. And when you reflect that energy as your holy inheritance, as the characteristics of God, what is that going to attract to you instead? It's going to attract to you love. It's going to attract to you loving circumstances. It's going to attract to you that which is an outer reflection of the peace that you have harnessed from within as your holy inheritance. And so, how do we do this? We find the true us, our holy divine identity, our holy inheritance and the characteristics of God, by sitting in prayer and meditation with God, by sitting in practice, by sitting in light. And as we sit in light, we realize exactly what Reggie Capp talked about earlier today. This light is me. This light is within me. This light can radiate, this light can vibrate, this light can emanate, this light can subsume any darkness I thought myself to be, for this light is me. And we can catch all those thoughts unlike light. Wayne Dyer, in his book Excuses Be Gone, says, anytime you have a thought, you know when you have a thought of expansiveness. You know when you have a thought of God. You know when you have a thought that is holy because you expand. You feel uplifted. You feel motivated. You feel energized. And when you don't, you feel contracted. You feel doubtful. You feel fearful. You don't feel good. And you know the difference. So Wayne Dyer says, ask yourself this question. When you realize you've had a thought unlike the thoughts of God, unlike your holy inheritance, Wayne Dyer says, ask yourself, is it true? And you know when to catch yourself. Anybody, you know when you're expanding, right?
Yes.
And you know when you're contracting, right?
Yes.
When you're contracting, catch yourself. Ask yourself, is it true? Where did it come from? It probably came from some error in thinking that someone passed on to you based on their error in thinking. Amen? What is the payoff of this thought? The payoff might be I can be a victim and I can get some sympathy, but that's like a cheap sugar high when the high that I really want is the lasting, eternal, internal sense of well-being that nothing outside of me can phase, right?
Yes.
What would life be like without this thought? What would my life be like without this thought? What would my life look like without this thought? What would my life look like if I accepted my divine inheritance instead of this thought? Ask yourself those questions. And when you ask yourself those questions, just get silent for a moment and let God give you the answer, right?
Yes.
Let God just show you. This is the heaven I will for you. This is what your life can look like. This is what your life can feel like. This is what your life can be like. This is what happens when you accept your holy inheritance. Who would I be if I accepted my holy inheritance? I would be love. I would be lovable. I would be perfect. I would be joyful. I would be peaceful. I would be unfazed by anything happening outside of me, because anything happening outside of me is an echo of a past consciousness. And in this moment, I am the consciousness of light, and that light emanates outside of me, and that light will not cause me harm. Amen?
Amen.
So today, we choose our holy inheritance.
Yes.
Over and over again. Your holy inheritance is peace. It's waiting for you to choose it by going within and saying, God, there is a thought within me that does not bring me peace. It is not my thought. It is not your thought. It is a thought that has been foisted on me in my miseducation. I release this thought to you, and I give myself permission to see and hear and feel your vision of what my life would look like without this thought. Amen?
Yes.
And when I see and feel and know and am in the energy of what my life would look like without this thought, I am in the kingdom of heaven, and I have accepted my divine and holy inheritance, because I have accepted the kingdom of heaven as the property God wills for me, and I have walked into it by exhibiting the characteristics of God. So the point of all of this is, the characteristics of God are your light, your love, your power, your grace, your glory, your intrinsic goodness, your intrinsic enoughness. And when you accept those characteristics as your divine inheritance, you can accept the property God wills for you, which is the kingdom of heaven, that is the outpicturing of that internal state of heaven.
Yes.
And that's the choice we all can make over and over and over again.
Yes.
And that's what I want to share with you today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.